Good morning, good people. It is 29th September 2020. We celebrate the feast of Saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, archangels. The readings are from Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 to 10 and 13 to 14, and the Gospel from John chapter 1, verses 47 to 51. George Bernard Shaw throws a glimpse of insight for believing what we have not seen yet and are able to feel it through. Quote, "You see things and say, why? But I dream things that never were and say, why not?" Unquote. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers and against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Ephesians 6:12. To combat a spiritual warfare every moment of our lives, we need the assistance of the angels in our life. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters who accuses them before our God day and night has been thrown down. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. The archangels have been entrusted with a specific, significantly important task entrusted by God in particular time of the salvation history. Saint Gregory the Great teaches us some angels are given proper names to denote the service they are empowered to perform. Michael means who is like God, Gabriel implies the strength of God, and Raphael infers God's remedy. Saint Michael showed the supreme power of God. Gabriel brought the good news of salvation, and Saint Raphael brought healing to Tobit. Even today, they are in front of God, assuring their protection against all satanic and evil manifestation and attacks in our lives. The first reading presents us with the presence of angels in the presence of God. A thousand thousands served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood attending him. Daniel chapter 7, verse 10. In the Gospel, Jesus himself mentioned that those who, without deceit, like Nathanael, would witness the movements of angels. You will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. John chapter 1, verse 51. In the Gospel, we see Jesus speaking with Nathanael. Anyone who brings us closer to God and to one another to reach out to us in times of challenges are those living among us even today as the angels. May we become an angel of good news, an angel of hope and healing. May the Lord continue to bless us to bring out the best of ourselves, to bring the others closer to God. May you have a lovely day. God bless you.